Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
Fizz Beyond Carbonated Water. Introducing the Infizz Fusion by Sage. Carbonate a refreshing strawberry wine cooler or a homemade lemonade like never before. Infizz. And release. Infizz your flavour. Sage, the Infizz Fusion Carbonator. Available in a range of Luxe colours, exclusively at John Lewis.
This podcast may contain some strong language and adult themes. Oh, hello. Welcome to Dish from Waitrose. I'm Nick Grimshaw.
And I'm Angela Hartnett.
And we are back together around the hallowed Dish table. Feels quite an exciting day today.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just feel like this time of year is like anything's possible.
Have you got shorts on yet?
Not yet. I have a struggle with a short, if
Do
I'm
you?
Honest.
Why
yeah.
Is that?
I think summer is the cruelest season for a gentleman. I think it's all right if you're like on the continent.
Yeah.
But it's like, can I be wearing shorts on the Northern Line?
No.
Not really.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Enough.
I just don't know
There's
about
There's many
it.
A man that does.
There is, yeah. You know, you see a flip-flop on Oxford Street. I'm like,
no.
Sure?
Wrong.
Are we sure? Do we want to see your toes? Anyway, but yeah, an exciting time. Have you had your tea outside yet?
Yes, despite the hideous rain for the months leading up to it.
Yeah,
we've done it.
A
couple of times,
yeah.
Early.
Yes.
Because it gets cold late still. Oh. But yeah, we have. What about you?
I'm yet to do it.
Why is that?
First of all, I left my furniture out from last summer, so it's green and mouldy.
Oh, nice. You got to clean it then.
I think it's gone.
Didn't you have covers on all your furniture?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
No, it didn't. So they're green and mouldy, so a dare didn't sit outside. But I do want to come round to see your new pink table.
Oh, yes, you do.
Which I feel is going to become like a sort of sign of the summer. Tell everyone about your table you inherited.
So Pat Llewellyn, who started Optimum TV, who discovered Two Fat Ladies, Jamie Oliver, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. TikTok's got obsessed with Two Fat Ladies.
They were amazing.
So good.
They were so, because they were real stuff and nonsense.
So good.
So that's a piece of beef. Boof, cook it.
So funny.
Think I'm like basic. They're worse. Bloody hell.
Yeah, go on.
And anyway, so Pat, I think it was not Jennifer, Clarissa basically chose this table with Pat for her and her husband, Ben. And then anyway, unfortunately, Pat is no longer with us. And Ben had this table. He goes, I want it to go to a home that loves food. So he gave it to Neil and I.
Oh, and it's outside.
Yeah.
Oh, it's meant to be outside.
Yeah, no, it's a...
Before you go, oh my God, it's in the back garden.
No, it's pink table, pink chairs. It's pink, it's lovely.
I feel like that's going to be like the spot this summer, the pink table.
You're hinting for an invite there, I think.
Yeah, I am.
I'm sure.
I've already been invited, actually.
Have you? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Right.
I cooked, actually, all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, crikey, what
was
that?
I felt like Angela Hartnett.
Did you have many a house guest?
Many a house guest. I did Sunday lunch and then a Sunday dinner.
Why?
Yeah.
Different people. Oh, my God, that's exhausting.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not that fun, really, is it? When you do it every day. It's like nice once a week, four
not
a weekend.
Day, yeah.
I was like, no. Now, today we have Dua Lipa joining us on Dish, which is very exciting because we love what Dua Lipa does. She's a fantastic pop star, of course.
Incredible.
And really having a really nice time at the moment.
Well, she's about to do Glastonbury, isn't she?
About to headline Glastonbury, which
is
huge.
Yeah.
But also, career aside, she loves food.
She does all those videos, doesn't she, which are brilliant. Where she's just cooking casually in her kitchen, as she does. Yeah.
And always I notice as well, like when she's on tour on her Instagram, always go somewhere nice for a tea.
Right.
Love
she makes it. Yeah.
Love a pop star that eats.
Yes.
Love it. She's always having some sort of like whipped labneh.
Yes, exactly.
In like,
she knows
like
what
Finland
she's doing
or something. She's always having some chic somewhere fab.
Yeah, very good.
Mm, yeah. Have you met Dua Lipa before?
Never.
No.
But you have, no?
I have, yeah. Many a time on the radio.
Okay.
And also in like, you know, nights out of things. I've bumped into her and seen her and stuff. I've actually today had to bring her a present.
Why?
Not for coming on Dish.
I was going to say, that's the first time.
No, it's not for Dish. It's because she did me a massive favour.
Right.
And I wanted to thank her. The favour was 18 months ago. And I only... Well, what happened was, when I did my book, when the publishing house say, oh, we should send the book out to people and get people to write a little quote so that when the book gets published, there'll be quotes from famous people on the book.
Mm.
So we were like, all right, who do we think's good, got taste, you know, whose views do we rate? So we went Graham Norton.
Yes.
My mum and Dua Lipa.
It's quite a wide spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. Wide spectrum, yeah. You've got everyone covered there.
You've got everyone covered.
Graham, Dua, Eileen.
You've
got everyone covered there. So Dua's quote, they was really good and the publishing people loved it, so they put it on the front of the book.
Oh, incredible.
So they loved it.
Bumped your mum off. Poor
bumped Eileen on the back.
Oh, poor Eileen.
So I was like, oh, let me send Dua Lipa flowers to say thank you.
Yeah.
Do you think I did that?
No.
So for 18 months, I was like, oh, shit, I've got to send Dua Lipa flowers. And I went to the effort of getting in touch with the management team. Like, I was like, I really want to send her flowers. They're like, oh, she's on tour. Mm. So you could send them to New York on this date.
Yeah.
So I was like, great, I'll just ring a florist in New York. Forgot. Yeah. Then the next day, I was like, she's still in New York. They're like, no, she's in LA now. So I was like, oh shit. All right, I'll send them there, rang a florist. And then they were like, oh yeah, we'll do that. And then they were like, just ring back with your card. I was like, oh, I don't have my card on me. So I had to ring back when I get home. Then obviously forgot. Basically like followed her around florists of America and then gave up around Chicago. And then I was like, do you know what? I need to get her something.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was like, I'm going to go and get her a present.
Nice.
So there's a present for
Lovely.
Her.
Lovely.
It's 18 months too late.
She'll appreciate
it. It's the thought
it.
That counts.
Indeed.
Now, before we get Dua in, let's hear from one of our wonderful Dish listeners. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you can always get in contact with us. You can email us, dish@waitrose.co.uk is the way to do it. Right, Hannah's been on. Hannah is having a bit of a tough time, actually. Her and her partner are both struggling at work. They're both in businesses that are struggling.
Yeah.
She says, my partner does all the cooking. He enjoys it. He is good at it. But as a result, I've lost my confidence and I feel too scared to go into the kitchen and try a new recipe. But thanks to Dish, I have bought the ingredients to make the puttanesca from the Alex Jones episode. And next on my list is the Tuscan fish stew from the Dolly Alderton episode. My boyfriend thinks it's so nice that I'm excited to cook again. So for that and for making me laugh and smile during a tough time, I just wanted to say a big thank you.
Oh,
how nice is that?
Seriously?
From Hannah.
Oh, bless Hannah.
Oh, thanks, Hannah. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for trying the recipes.
Yeah, and thanks for trying the recipes and thanks for getting in touch.
What de-stresses you?
Normally cooking does.
Okay.
So I'd say to Hannah, don't do four in a row.
Yeah.
But like one on a Saturday is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I went on Saturday night to Waitrose and I was like, no one will be there because people will have lives. So I thought, oh, I'll go there at like 6 and no one will be there. And then everyone's coming over at 8. Every single person in the world was in that Waitrose.
Right, yeah,
every single person in the world. It was like an actual going to the Arsenal to do your shop.
Were you fighting over a cucumber?
Was literally, that? Yeah. I was like, oh, radicchio, what can I do with that? Something. If you ever want to get in touch, like Hannah did, you can email us dish@waitrose.co.uk. Right, shall we get Dua Lipa in?
Yes.
Please welcome to the table a global pop megastar with 7 Brit Awards, 3 Grammys, a brand new album, and this summer going to be blowing our minds, headlining Glastonbury. Make some noise, please, for Dua Lipa! Hi, Dua!
Hi!
Welcome to Dish.
Oh, wow, I'm so happy to be here. Also, I feel like we're in a restaurant, but also with an audience.
Yeah. The dream setting.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Actual dream. Well, thanks for coming to see us.
Thanks for having me.
We're very excited because we were just saying before you came in, there's a lot going on in your world, so much to talk about, but also excited that you love food.
Obsessed with food.
Yeah.
Like for me, if I can just do little food trips and just go and eat and try out different things and drink wine, that's my dream.
You do that though, don't you? Haven't you done where did you guys saw on your Instagram? You had like a girls trip for food somewhere.
Yeah, I went to Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
Oh, nice.
Amazing.
Was Noma there? Was it in
Tokyo? No, Noma was closed on Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So we went to Bar.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is like where the original Noma was. And they do the best schnitzel of all time. It's unbelievable. It's so good. And then I found this really cool wine bar called Pompette.
Lovely.
Banging. Mm-hmm. And next door, they do this chicken sandwich at a place called Poulette.
Yeah.
Best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
Oh, that really took my breath away for some reason. I was like, ooh.
Really? Chicken sandwich. Like, it hits.
Yeah. Ooh, wow, it really got me going.
Yeah.
It really got me going.
Yeah.
It's a great city, isn't it? You just walk around there and you just find spot after spot. Mm. And everyone just eats outside.
Yeah.
There's this great little bit, Fischtebar, I think it's called. Where
oh, I went there too.
That's it. And there's just cafe off the bar.
It's almost like the meatpacking of Copenhagen.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Right. It's brilliant, yeah. I ended up cancelling on another restaurant because we just got so drunk there one afternoon.
And you're like, I'm going to stay here.
Just going to stay. Flight's delayed. Do apologise. Anyway, no, it's brilliant.
There's so much to talk about. I mean, we were just joking before being like, there's the album, tour, festivals, your own festival, there's your newsletter, there's your podcast, there's the book club. Anything else? Just the nine crores. Plus other modelling campaigns,
It's been busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
But fun. Like, I love doing lots of different things. Like, I obviously love doing music and that's my number one. But I don't know, it's fun that I got to pick all my other hobbies as well and turn them into a job somehow.
What is life like for you now? Are you like, I'm an athlete, I'm in the zone?
1,000%. Okay. It's like rehearsals, no drinking, working out, just back to back preparing for all the shows that to come. Also, I haven't like done a proper tour show for a year, so I got to get my stamina back up before I go into festivals. So it's just running, dancing, singing all at the same time to make sure I can hack it once the adrenaline hits as well.
Oh yeah. And then I always want to know, because I saw you put up like rehearsal footage. Do you sing in rehearsal?
Yeah.
To get used to the singing and dancing.
Yeah, for sure. Because I gotta make sure that while we're doing new dance moves, that a certain move isn't going to make my voice shake. Exactly. And so it's all like, then I would like modify the dance move to make sure that I can sing, or I would do things in different ways to make it work.
I think everyone should go through this that enjoys pop music. Go and experience the karaoke that I did in Japan, where it was on a stage and you had spotlights and you looked out to the audience.
Which one did you go to?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was really good.
And so you felt like you were really...
It was traumatic. I was like, I love karaoke, I like to show off, but I was like, oh, not when there's stage rises. No. I was like, and you've got to look at everyone. And then I was like... Songs are well long. I was like, still 3 minutes.
Still got more to go.
Another chorus. So hats off. I feel like everyone needs to go to that training camp to then be like, oh yeah, it's dead hard. Before we get into more do a career, I want to talk about how actually you two have actually curated some of my holidays.
Okay.
Because I always look at your Instagram and I'm like, that's kind of the life I want. Do you know, like an anchovy in Capri or something? Yeah, I'm like, I don't eat that. And then yours is like that as well. So when I went to New York, I was like, who'll know where to eat? I was like, Dua and Angela. And then your lists were like nearly matching perfect.
No way.
The crossover was unreal.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Hey.
Yeah, really. Really made that trip to remember.
That makes me feel really good.
And we ended up basing our entire holiday by just going to restaurants that you two told us to go
That's
to.
That's how I base my holiday.
Yeah, me too. Much. Everything's based around food. Like I think about the trip and then I think about the food and I start putting it in the diary so I can book places to eat food. And my whole day revolves around food and then whatever else in between. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
And has it always been like that? Have you loved food as a family growing up?
Yeah. I mean, my mum cooked at home all the time. She makes like traditional Albanian food. But I don't know. I think I just love going out and trying different things.
So when you finish a tour, is it then you can basically go?
Oh, touring weirdly is like when I have more downtime.
Yeah.
Because I just have to think about the show that night. So then it's all about finding the best restaurant in whatever city I'm in, best like museum, things to see, be a proper tourist in the city. Like it's my favorite thing to do.
And I like that you share them. You do like your newsletter. You're not...
I'm not gatekeeping.
I hate that person.
No, I'm sharing, I'm tagging the restaurant. Come on, everyone's got to go. Because it's too good. It's too good to gatekeep.
You don't own Copenhagen. We're going to have as a starter some roasted radishes on whipped tahini. This is a recipe by Georgina Hayden. Never had a roasted radish before.
You may have done, but basically mixed with a little bit of paprika in there. So you'll like that spice and loads of garlic because you absolutely
love.
I have to say, when I saw the roast chicken video, the one thing that stood out for me and I thought Neil is going to absolutely love this is you had the new seasoned garlic. Oh. You didn't have the old garlic that we all buy that's sitting at the bottom of our fridge.
It's the one that I have.
You had that really... And that's why, if anything, go to the French house to have Neil's confit garlic.
Oh, my God, that is...
On, you know, and that, and I thought, my God, it's so very good. Rare you see someone with a new season garlic. So I was like, oh, I'm very impressed with that.
Thank you very much.
We should have got that in the intro. Yeah. Forget the Grammys.
Yeah.
It's like, she knows about new season garlic.
Exactly.
It's too early.
She does.
Also, I love the respect, the amount of garlic involved in that chicken recipe.
Just
no,
more,
you need it.
You actually
more
need
garlic.
It. Delicious.
Delicious.
How do you feel about garlic breath? Because I... No, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
I think it's
but
like...
But also, if we're all
French,
eating garlic...
All at the same time.
You know,
I'll take
fine.
It.
I've also never had roasted radishes.
Yeah.
I've only done like the radishes with butter and sea salt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, nice. When you just dip
just
it
simple,
and spread it.
Yeah.
Right it through.
Happy with that?
Mm, it's delicious, this. Talk us through the whipped tahini.
So basically, you're just whipping that up with the bit of the roasted garlic.
No, yeah,
that's
it
the
is.
End.
It is.
You whip out the tahini.
It's pretty self-explanatory whip with a little bit of lemon juice, some salt in there, nice little garlic. And just to get... And there is a technique that they say add ice. I can't understand why, but I think it keeps it really held up rather than go flat. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because sometimes if you leave a tahini out, it goes a bit like separate.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe
the ice
keeps
is,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
We've never done this before, but I really think we should again. I'm going to list some things. You just give us your favourite version of that food.
Okay.
Best type of egg.
Scrambled. Lots of butter.
Sandwich filling.
Egg mayo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very good.
Form of potato.
Roasted with duck fat.
Oh, yeah. Herb.
Rosemary.
Oh, yeah. I love rosemary.
Crisp.
Prawn cocktail.
Outrageous.
Really?
I'm really pushing the boat.
Wow. I love the rumours that...
Quite divided there. I feel
prawn
quite divisive.
Cocktail.
Yeah. I said that really without even blinking.
Yeah, you
but
were like,
I was
prawn
very
cocktail.
Yeah. I love like really simple Walker's prawn cocktail.
Marion Keyes came on Dish, and Marion Keyes Irish famously, and she was like, "You guys are nuts, like prawn cocktail crisps." And then I was like, I've never thought that because we sort of grew up with them. I'm like, it's a rogue flavour to invent.
Yeah, I'd say.
Isn't it like salt and vinegar. Prawn cocktail, like so. It is a random one, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, kitchen utensil. You don't have a favorite kitchen utensil. So weird. So weird.
You know, I love me a wooden spoon.
Oh, they're good. They're really good.
Oven mitts.
Oven mitts.
Very important.
Yeah. Pasta.
Spaghetti.
Mish the other night said, "Do we have pasta in?" And I went and looked in the cupboard. He was on the way home from work, and I said, "Yeah." And he said, "What?" And I said, "Spaghetti." And he went, "No, I mean like pasta." I was like,
"What's that mean?"
Knows. Let's talk about your new album, which is Radical Optimism. I guess we should go right to the beginning after Future Nostalgia and the success of that and huge success. First of all, did you know that was going to happen with Future Nostalgia? Were you in the studio being like, levitating.
No.
It's going to go off.
It's going to go off. No, I didn't. I had no idea. Also, I was like making this record. I was so excited about Future Nostalgia and doing like a really fun dance disco record. And I was like, when it comes out, people are going to dance to it in clubs and it's going to be out and I'm going to hear it everywhere. And then lockdown happens.
Yeah.
And it was just the complete opposite to how I'd envisioned the album even coming out. But I think everything happens for a reason. The amount of people that have just come in and been like, I've done all my kitchen dance parties to this album and it helped me get up and work out in the morning and whatever it was like that, I was like, okay, this was exactly the way that it was supposed to be listened to, I guess. And it also came to a point where I wasn't sure if I was even going to have the chance to tour the album. And I basically started thinking about album 3 and I already had the title Radical Optimism, which was to me just about resilience and if things don't go your way, you just kind of keep pushing through, which was actually very reminiscent to the moment I was going through in with Future Nostalgia and not really knowing what was going to happen there. And then it became possible for us to start touring in 2022. So we crammed in 97 shows in 1 year because
right,
going to do as many shows as possible, see the world, travel the world, do as many shows and then be able to move on to the next album. So any time that I had in between touring, I went to the studio and worked on Radical Optimism.
Do you think it was quite good to be creating when you're on tour?
It was like, my first time ever doing that. And I don't know if it was because in my head I was like, I just, you know, I want to work and I want to get a new album out because I felt like I'd lost in a way 2 years of not really being able to go into the studio and work. But it was really great because as life was happening during the tour, which was so hectic and fun, and there was just so many stories all the time, I'd go into the studio and then write them like diary form. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And go in. So I had like a lot of ammo every time I went into the studio.
So they always say that like album number two is like the difficult second album.
Yeah.
What would you say the third is? What would you say Radical Optimism was? Was it difficult,
difficult
coming
third
after?
Third album.
difficult third one.
I think like the first one, I was so grateful because I had some songs that really changed my life and put me out there in a way where I was able to like do different shows and I performed at Glastonbury and
yeah.
I don't know, it just kind of changed just like my career trajectory, the first record. Then Future Nostalgia did really well and so I was really scared afterwards. So I was like, okay, now what? How am I going to change it up and try something yeah. new and different? Yeah, I did what I did for Future Nostalgia and just got off Twitter and didn't listen to anyone and was like, I'm just going to experiment.
I honestly loved it. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
Like it's the most perfect pop album. It's brilliant.
Thank you. My gosh.
People are going to love it.
I hope so.
I think they are.
I
and
hope
do you
so.
Know what got me really excited for? The summer.
Oh, I was I'm like, excited for the summer too.
I really got like, oh yeah. Like it's fab. It really, it's really true. Got me going. Okay, food is here. Angela, what have we got today?
We have a beef tagliata with asparagus, lentils and some rocket salad.
It's asparagus season.
I love asparagus.
Do you?
Yeah, I also really love white asparagus.
What is the difference, Ange, when you're cooking?
The white are more stringy, actually. A bit more woody. Mm. They're still delicious, more delicate flavour. White, I always think you could just have them with literally a butter
mm-hmm.
and salt.
Yes.
Or there's another one that I think you'd really like is bataga, which is basically dried fish liver. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't sound great like that.
I love bataga.
But if you put that straight on warm asparagus, it sort of melts into the butter and it's absolutely delicious.
Do you celebrate asparagus season, Angela? Well, it is asparagus season, so we're having asparagus. Oh, this looks good. It looks very Dua Lipa, Instagram worthy.
Very good, yeah. Instagram worthy. That's what we want.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm. And the lemon.
Yeah, the lemon makes well. It. It's a very sort of Tuscan Italian dish because tagliata means to cut. So they normally would maybe say they'd use, you know, the T-bone or they'd use a ribeye steak. But we've gone for fillet.
Why have we gone fillet today?
Pop Stars cut, yeah, shall we
it's
say?
Pop Stars yeah. cut.
I love it.
And then we've got asparagus in there, rocket, and the lemon. It's the lemon, the olive oil, and then I always add a little bit of Dijon mustard.
It's so fresh.
I think mustard makes things like this, and a touch of vinegar.
Delicious, this. Is this quite an easy one for you, Ange?
It's an easy one for me. It would be an easy one for
easy
you,
Easy one
Nick.
For me?
Every time he asks this, could I make this? And every time I go, yes, you can, and he's yet to
no,
make
no,
anything.
Have you? Yeah, I was just about to say, have you made anything?
I've made the puttanesca.
Have you? Okay, yeah.
Well, I made something and you'd made the sauce here. You made a Romanesco sauce.
Oh,
a Romesco sauce.
Yeah.
And then I made the rest of the meal and put the sauce on.
Oh, did you?
And all anyone talked about was the sauce. They were like, everything's nice, but they were like,
amazing.
The sauce. I was like, uh-huh. And I didn't say anything and then I felt guilty.
Then you fessed up.
When it got to dessert, I was like, all right.
That bloody sauce.
Bloody Angela did the sauce. All right, the sauce. So when you are in, you know, tour mode, is your, like, the way that you eat drastically different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Like, but I guess... Like, once I'm in the swing of things and I have, like, a routine and my body's really strong and healthy, it's just getting into stamina mode.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, I'm fine because my body's already at a certain kind
so
of level.
So you're eating purposely for that stamina.
Purposely to
that,
get this, yeah. In the beginning while I'm, like, trying to get strong again. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, there's, like, no drinking. Can't have hot sauce.
Oh, no
why?
Hot sauce.
Oh, the vocal cords.
Yeah. It's like acid reflux.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
No bueno.
So what are you eating? This?
This.
Yeah.
Like this,
steak, veg.
Yeah. Steak, veg.
But actually, that's a very Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
If,
I love
you know,
it.
As long as you're not doing the sort of pasta course or any bread with
I know, but I want the pasta.
Well, we all want that, yeah.
Oh, it's the little things.
It's the little yummy things.
It's those yummy things. But I also think, like, maybe even the drinking is, like, not really the problem. Yeah. It's, like, when you start getting loud after getting drunk,
right,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like you're drinking... Then you progressively start shouting as the night goes on.
Yeah.
Then you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh, that,
yeah.
that wine really messed me up. And it wasn't the wine at all.
Speaking of wine, what is the wine pairing to go with this if you are going to make the beef tagliata?
So it's a Fairview Pinotage.
If you want to create this dish or buy that wine, all the ingredients are available at your local Waitrose and online, and you can get the recipe at waitrose.com/dish recipes. I want to talk to you about Glastonbury because you're headlining. Someone did a bit of a mum woo. Talk to me about the call. When does that happen? When someone's like, okay, it's happening. You're headlining Glastonbury.
I got the call November 2022.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
at the end of my Future Nostalgia tour. Uh-huh. I was like coming back from Australia and I remember checking my email and it just said Glastonbury. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I opened the email. I just go, oh my God. I can't believe what I'm reading. I just had to like refresh it a couple times to just see that I wasn't like tripping and I wasn't like jet lag delusion in the moment. It was just the best email of all time. I don't think I never checked my email after that. Never looked at my emails deleted. Ever again because it was downhill from gone. There.
Gone, British gas. You're like, no. Gone. Not interested.
Yeah, it was just so surreal. Mm-hmm. But when I was writing my first album, I'm big into like dream boards and manifestation and whatever. And I'd written it down that on my third record, I'd love to headline Glastonbury.
Oh, wow.
And also that I'd love to work with Tame Impala.
No way.
Like those are two things on my dream board that I just had put while wow. I was working on my first album.
Did you do that when you were younger as yeah. well?
Yeah.
I think it works when you're really specific.
Yeah, you have to be really yeah. specific. I think you just have to put out the things that you really want.
And also I think Friday night's like...
Friday night's the one because then Friday you want to rave like the and then you want to have a party the yes, next day and then you want to be really hungover.
And everyone's excited yeah, and like chomping at the bit. Do you know what you're going to open with?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's huge. Like, tell us. No, don't tell us. I think don't tell us.
Yeah, no, I know. I know, okay. I know. I okay. know the whole set. Okay. I know exactly yeah. what's going to happen. I've been planning it since...
birth.
Yeah. I've been talking about it since birth. Like last year I started like visualizing and then come January started planning really the full musical direction.
Oh my God, so fun.
But it was also mad like making a whole album with Glastonbury in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Being like, okay, don't f*** it up.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to sing this on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And make it a good one.
And make it good.
Wait, so have you been to Glastonbury?
Never.
You need to come this year.
I'm right. I'm coming.
Now, yeah. we're not doing this to try and blag tickets, but...
We are.
No, we're not. But does that happen? When you headline Glastonbury, do you get texts from friends being like, do it?
Yeah. It's How been 5 years.
This dish has lentils with it, Ange.
Yes.
We heard you're a lentil fan.
I love a lentil.
Love a lentil.
Love a lentil.
Love a lentil. Is this the only lentil to use when you're making this meal, Ange, this green variety, or could you go any lentil?
Oh, green's good, but lentils are great because you don't have to pre-soak them. Mm-hmm. You can just literally rinse them and cook them. But you could do the Umbrian lentils, which are slightly fatter and wider. They're really lovely. Or you could do the Puy lentils, the French ones. No, mm-hmm. any lentil would work.
I'm criminal for the... packaged ones because it's yeah, just quick. Same. I'm like, yeah. It's like really on. Quick for the salad.
Yeah.
No, I think the key with lentils is that if once you boil them, put them straight into the dressing while they're warm. Because then they infuse all the flavour.
Oh, yeah, they sort of take it on.
So into the mustard, the vinegar, olive oil.
So
yeah.
take it all on. Okay. I like that we're doing the promo for Radical Optimism yeah. and lentils.
Lentils. And
lentils,
yeah.
My new album.
And the, yeah,
lentils is
album
the
number four. Yeah.
Love lentils. A lentil.
Lentils. Hey, say if we were coming over for our tea, yeah. what would you make on a night like tonight? What would Dua make?
I love making like a salmon bowl mm-hmm. with brown rice mm-hmm. and spicy mayo, pickled veg.
Nice. Mm.
What about when, you know, you're busy, you got things to do. How do you get people out?
Of the house?
Yeah, because I love having people over for dinner as well, but then I have some sort of switch where I'm like, okay.
Now they've got to leave.
Everyone has to go. Obviously, you can't do that. Yeah, what's your... In fact, I'd love to know yours as well. How do you get them out when you've had dinner? Because sometimes people are like, oh, I'll have another glass of wine, and then they're staying.
I'm usually like last man standing, to be honest, myself. I'm like, I'll have another glass of wine, and they're like, we're off. Yeah. I don't know, like sometimes I'd have like little house parties and we do drinks and people would just want to stay and dance yeah. and I would just go to my room. I'd just leave. Nice. Leave the party. Uh-huh.
I want to do food and astrology.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's getting spooky. Yeah.
So you're into astrology.
I am, yeah.
How much does it dictate your life? Will you make a decision based on it?
Let's put it this way.
Okay.
I don't have a therapist, but I have an astrologist.
That's the correct pop star answer.
It's really like, yeah. I feel like I speak to my girl, Rosie, my astrologist, if like I have a dilemma and I'm like, what's this month saying? Like, is it? She's like, girl, it's crazy right now. but no, it's good. It's good. I love it. I used to just do them like yearly on my birthday, get like a rundown of the year. Now I go a little bit deeper. I'm hooked.
How often are you ringing Rosie?
We text
a
lot.
Fab. Do you want an astrologer?
I think I do as well.
Oh, I'll get you her number.
You're Leo, aren't you?
I'm a Leo.
Do you tick all the Leo boxes?
So-so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm a Gemini rising. Right. And then I'm a Cancer moon, because that's all based on your time of birth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are certain aspects of Leo that I really connect with, but then some I don't. Like, I've met some Leos and I've been like, not so similar.
You lying about your birthday.
We're like,
yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah. I just want to say at this point, yeah. I'm a Leo. Yeah.
Nick, this is all aimed at you.
I know what you mean, though, because some Leo things are really fun and great. Mm.
And then
sometimes think that I'm really shy. And Mishi's like, shut up. And I'm like, sometimes I am, because a Leo likes, you know, to perform. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes
I'm
too.
Like,
I'm
shy. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I feel that too. It's a time and place.
Time and place. Yeah. Time and place. Yeah. Yeah. When lit.
When, yeah. Under good lighting, I can do anything. Yeah.
This is a quick thing we thought we could do with you because you love to cook. We feel like you're in control. We think maybe you could make a great head chef. So I thought maybe we could run through these things to see how good you would be, say if you did a shift at Angela's restaurant.
I'm so down for that.
Are you?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
amazing.
I would love to do that.
I mean, I slightly know that all the staff would do nothing. They'd just stand there in the kitchen gazing.
And I'll be there like a headless chicken being like, what am I doing now?
Could someone help her on the pass, please? Could someone take a plate?
So these are the things that I thought, but tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know. Yeah. I thought you'd need to be calm under pressure.
Yep.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy working long hours.
I could do that. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Quite good at shouting service.
Yeah, service. You ready?
Brilliant. Really good. Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Can work in a high temperature.
Yeah, love
you
it.
Like being
I mean,
hot.
Look, I turned off the AC in this place. So I feel like you guys
I'm really
hate
sweating,
me.
Yeah. No, we love it. I love it. Can handle criticism.
Yes.
Do you get that though?
I feel like you don't get that.
Yeah, you do. But yeah. It's a bit also constructive as well to a degree sometimes, I think. Yeah.
To a degree.
I like that. Optimistic.
Yeah. chop an onion.
Oh, you know what the trick is with that?
Please tell me.
You got to put the onion just. Put it underwater, like under running tap, and then cut it, and it's not going to burn your eye. Like, your eye's not going to sting.
Very good. I normally just put sunglasses on. Not joking. Right, we now come to the end of the show question to win yourself a Waitrose goodie bag. We've basically done the big shop for you.
Amazing.
So you can take this with you.
It's all here.
All you got to do is answer this question. All we ask is for complete honesty. This is very simple. Whose food would you have for life? Angela's or your mum's? Home cooked meal versus Michelin Mary over it. new name?
No.
Come on, it's a tough one. This is a tough one.
Oh, I know what to play for.
Yeah. What?
Mum's. Yeah. Of course what? You're going to do mum's.
Well, actually.
I would choose my mum.
No, you know why? You know why? Because if I ate my mum's food every day,
yeah,
I'd probably be the size of a house.
Poor mum.
So, which is delicious and amazing, but maybe you could make me like
the odd one,
like the odd Albanian dish.
Albanian Ange.
Yeah, when we're not having that. Yeah.
Go ahead. The odd one.
I'm going to go with you.
Yes!
We'll give you the
Dua, thank you so much for coming around.
Thank you.
That was so much fun.
Thanks for my goodies. Thank you for the amazing food.
Thank you for coming.
I've loved this so much.
This oh, is
So much fun.
Yeah, thank you. And congratulations
Anytime
on the brilliant album.
You want to do this again, you guys are welcome to stay. I might go to my bed and sleep, but there's wine. There will be wine.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. Congrats on the album. We can't wait to see the summer shows. Congrats on Glastonbury.
Thank you, we will be there.
A round of applause for our guest, Dua Lipa, everybody. Dua. We will see you next week on Dish for Joel Dommett.
I'll tell you the full birth story.
Oh,
because it involves food.
Okay.
Oh.
So she starts pushing and delivering the baby and then suddenly sort of like, where's my husband? Where's my husband? And one nurse goes, I don't know. And another nurse goes, he's next door having a lamb shank. It was so good. Right. It was delicious, man.
Delicious.
And so our baby's called Lamb Shank. Yeah.
Details of all the delicious meals I've cooked on Dish can be found at waitrose.com/dishrecipes. All the links are in our show notes.
Angela and I are here for you. If you want to ask a question or get something off your chest, kitchen related, it's dish@waitrose.co.uk.
Dish is an SE Creative Studio production.
Waitrose, food to feel good about.